he wanted to be a writer. He moved to California and paid his bills with a variety of odd jobs as he wrote and submitted articles and a book on his wartime experiences. He placed many of the articles, the top being in the Saturday Evening Post, but he could not find a publisher for his book. He became a reporter, first with the Los Angeles Daily News, then with the Wall Street Journal. In 1951, he married Barbara Stessel, an artist and sister of Walter J. Stessel, Jr., who became U.S. ambassador to Poland, the Soviet Union, and West Germany. Webster had always been fascinated by sharks. Barbara writes, "The shark, for him, became a symbol of everything that is mysterious and fierce about the sea." He began gathering material for a book of his own. His research went on for years. He studied sharks firsthand, underwater, swimming among them, and caught many, fishing with a handline from his 11-foot sailing dinghy, which he named Tusitala, which means teller of tales. He wrote the book and submitted it 29 times, but could not convince a publisher that anyone wanted to read about sharks. On September 9, 1961, Webster set sail from Santa Monica with squid bait, a heavy line and hook for shark fishing. He never came back. A search the next day discovered the Tusitala awash 5 miles offshore. One oar and the tiller were missing. His body was never found. Barbara was able to get his book on sharks published, Myth and Maneater, W.W. Norton and Company, 1963. There was a British edition and a paperback edition in Australia. When Jaws was released in 1975, Dell issued a mass-market paperback. Three of the sergeants became rich men. John Martin attended Ohio State University on his GI Bill money, then returned to his railroad job. He became a supervisor, had a car, secretary, and pension building, and was making money on the side by building houses on speculation. In 1961, he gave it all up and, over the intense protest of his wife and children, then in high school, moved to Phoenix, Arizona, and started building homes. He had $8,000 in total capital, and everyone thought he was crazy. At the end of the first year, he paid more in taxes than he had ever made working for the railroad. Soon he was building apartment complexes and nursing homes. He expanded his activities into Texas and Montana. In 1970, he bought a cattle ranch in the mountains of western Montana. Today, he is a multimillionaire. He still likes to take risks, although he no longer jumps out of airplanes. He has resisted tempting offers to sell his business,